As we go through contemplating the purpose, one or more points will touch your heart. Hold them. So we're going to have a wonderful analogy or story coming in this meditation, and perhaps that's the only thing you can remember. Then you use that in your contemplation. Those of you with more familiarity, try to go on the journey with Venerable Geshe-la from this point to this point to this point to this point in the silence after we've gone through. So we're working as we're listening. We're trying to listen with a clear mind, a good intention, and not forget. It's not like blah, 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 like a conversation. These instructions change our life. We need to remember them. Our happy life depends upon it. And more importantly, others' happy lives depend upon it. So we're the lucky ones. We're the ones listening. Most people aren't listening. So how about if we listen for their benefit so we can help them now and in the future? Okay. So, meditation on the Supreme Good Heart, Bodhicitta, the purpose of this meditation. So, I haven't time to discuss this now, but you can think, why is the purpose of this meditation the purpose of this meditation? Because it seems as though they're all one meditation ahead. The purpose of this meditation is to engage in the Bodhisattva's path. So the purpose of this meditation is to engage in the Bodhisattva's path, which is the actual path to enlightenment, like the highway to enlightenment, the practice of the six perfections: moral discipline, giving, patience, effort, concentration, and wisdom. So the purpose of this meditation is to engage in the Bodhisattva's path. You think of it like the motorway to enlightenment, pure and everlasting happiness. Bodhicitta is an inner vehicle. Like a supreme vehicle, it's an inner vehicle with six wheels. So again, that's beautiful. It's an analogy, it's to help us. So maybe you can think about that in the silence later. When I develop bodhicitta, it will be my inner vehicle here at my heart. It's going to take me on the path to enlightenment quickly in this one short life. It has six wheels. So those six wheels are the six perfections I just mentioned. Giving, moral discipline, patience, effort, concentration or meditation, and wisdom. So maybe you just want to meditate on that. It's like an inner vehicle at my heart that will take me on the highway, the pathway to enlightenment. And that highway, it has a sign. Pure and everlasting happiness, 300 miles. 200 miles, 100 miles, 10 miles. So if you have the inner vehicle of bodhicitta with its six wheels, your life is becoming the highway to enlightenment. And day by day, you're closer, closer, closer. You definitely get there, just like an ordinary journey. Bodhi means enlightenment. Citta means mind. So these are Sanskrit words. Bodhi means enlightenment. Citta means mind. So we put them together. Bodhi, citta. Bodhi, citta. Bodhi means enlightenment. Citta means mind. So bodhi citta means mind of enlightenment. mind of enlightenment. Bodhicitta is a mind that spontaneously wishes to attain enlightenment. Why? To benefit each and every living being every day. Imagine having a mind that touches the heart of each and every living being every day, giving them temporary inner peace. That's what we can do with the mind of enlightenment. Bodhicitta wishes for that accomplishment.